Sometimes we want to say that we want to go to the wilderness to take a break.
但是每一个神的儿女，也许你怎么样去歇一歇，有很多的不同。
But for the different ones of us, we might have a different choice to take a break.
我们家老三他读书读到累的时候。
For my youngest daughter, when she is tired of studying,
她就会拿起圣经来读一读。
She would open up her Bible and read.
这个对她来讲是在旷野歇一歇。
Now for her, reading the Bible is taking a break.
很多时候我工作觉得很累了。
And a lot of times when in my work, when I'm tired,
我会去运动。
I will go work out.
这是在旷野歇一歇。
Now for me, that's taking a break.
我们需要来到主的面前。
For we all need to come to the Lord.
就与主来相会。
And to meet the Lord.
在主里面享受那个安息。
And to spend some time and take a rest in Him.
弟兄姊妹，主让我们能够重新得力。
So brothers and sisters, God give us strength. We strengthen us.
今天我们一起要看一段圣经，是从马可福音第六章三十四节到第四十三节。
Today we're going to read Mark chapter 6, verse 34 to 52, or to 44.
我们看见主耶稣他们服侍的这么的忙碌，这么的辛苦。
And here we see that even though Jesus was so busy serving,
他们要暗暗的到旷野去。
And they wanted to take a break in the wilderness.
他们需要歇一歇。
And they wanted to take a break.
但是呢，有好多的群众。
But yes, there's this crowd that is now surrounding them.
当他们知道了以后。
And when they find out,
哎呀，他们就想尽了办法。
That they would now try to find a way.
他们也步行，他们就到旷野去，来到主的那里。
For these people, they can't locate Jesus, so they go into the wilderness, trying to find him.
我们读三十四节到三十六节，请我们一起来读。
34 through 36 together.
耶稣出来，借有许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
When he was already quite late, his disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate, and it is already quite late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat."
好，因为有许多的人，有许多的需要。
There is this large crowd and there is this large need.
那门徒们知道他们没有办法满足这许多人的需要。
And these disciples, they know that by themselves, they cannot satisfy this crowd.
他要叫众人散开，他们自己解决他们的问题。
So that the disciples want to send them away so that they can buy themselves something to eat.
37节
Verse 37 38.
耶稣回答说，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说：“我们可以去买二十两银子的饼给他们吃吗？”耶稣说：“你们有多少饼可以去看看？”他们知道了，就说：“五个饼，两条鱼。”主耶稣告诉他们：“你们给他们吃吧。”
So Jesus answered them and said, "You give them something to eat."
主知不知道门徒们他们并没有什么能够来供应这么多的群众。
Now does the Lord know that his disciples does not have enough to satisfy all the people?
主是知道的。
Of course he knows.
但是主给他们一个吩咐。
But yet the Lord gives them this command.
你们给他们吃吧。
He said, "You give them something to eat."
他们很会计算。
And so now they go counting.
算了一下，需要二十两的银子还不够。
And they said that it will take them 200 denarii to feed these people.
那这是两百钱哈。
Now this is saying 200 denarii.
那在马太二十章里面告诉我们，工人的工价一天是一钱银子。
Now in Matthew chapter 6, it tells us that for a worker to work one full day, you get one denarii.
所以需要一个工人两百天的工作。
So that means that it would take one worker 200 days.
可能还是不够的。
To make this money.
好，我们读三十九节和四十节。
Verse 39 and 40.
耶稣吩咐他们叫众人一帮一帮的坐在青草地上，众人就一排一排的坐下，有一百一排的，有五十一排的。四十一节和四十二节。耶稣拿着这五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝福，拨开饼递给门徒，摆在众人面前，也把那两条鱼分给众人，他们都吃了，并且吃饱了。 就我们看见这几个主所做的好，第一个他拿着，然后呢，他望着天祝福，然后他拨开饼
So here's the actions that Jesus took. He took, he looked up, he blessed, he broke, and he gave.
然后我相信这些门徒们，他们把这些饼能够传递出去给所有的人。
And then the disciples start setting it before the people.
他们都吃了，并且吃饱了。
And they all ate and were satisfied.
我们最后读四十三节。
Finally, 43 and 44.
门徒就把
And they picked up 4 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish.
装满了十二个篮子，吃饼的男人。
There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves.
弟兄姊妹，这是一段非常特别的经节。
Brothers and sisters, these are special verses.
四卷福音书都有记载这件事情。
For in all 4 books of the gospel, this story is captured.
刚刚讲到主耶稣，他们服侍到一个地步，他们连吃饭的功夫都没有。
How we just talked about that Jesus and his disciples are serving continuously that they didn't have time to eat.
他们需要到旷野去歇一歇。
And they needed to go away to take a break.
在这个情况底下，有这么多的群众，他们来找主。
But it is also at the same time this large crowd of people found them.
主耶稣没有说，嘿，这是我需要歇息的时候。
But Jesus didn't tell them that, hey, this is my break time.
主看见这许多的人。
But Jesus saw them.
他就怎么样？他就怜悯他们。
And he felt compassion.
因为他们如同羊，没有牧人一般。
Because these people were like sheep without a shepherd.
主耶稣就在那里开口教训他们许多道理。
And there he began to teach them many things.
这边有许多的人。
That there's all these large crowds.
他们需要被牧养。
And they needed to be shepherd.
他们所需要的。
And the thing that they need.
要从主里面。他的生命，他的话语来供应。
Are going to come from the words of the Lord.
当然，我们读到这段圣经，讲到说，当天已经晚了。
So here, when we read these verses, it says that it is getting late.
门徒们想到一些非常实际的需要。
And the disciples start figuring out of the needs of these people.
这些人今天他们里面最需要的，他们是要得着主他的自己。
The physical needs of these people, but truly the most important thing that they need is the words.
当然，他们也有肉身的需要。
Of course, they have physical needs as well.
天已经晚了。
For it is getting quite late.
这个地方是在旷野。
And this place is indeed desolate.
我想这些人他们都饥饿。
So I think these people must be hungry.
需要食物。
And they need food.
那你看门徒们他们怎么办呢？
So what did the disciples do?
他们没有这些食物来供给他们。
These disciples did not have enough food to feed them.
所以门徒们告诉他们说，请叫众人散开。
So the disciples came to him and said, send them away.
他们可以到四处各个乡村里面。
So that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages.
他们可以自己买吃的。
And buy themselves something to eat.
但是主耶稣他是怎么回答的呢？
But then what did Jesus say to answer them?
主耶稣告诉他们，你们给他们吃吧。
But Jesus said, you give them something to eat.
主说你们给他们吃。
Jesus said, you go give them something to eat.
我们看见门徒的反应和主的要求是非常不一样的。
So we see that the reaction of the disciples and what God is telling them to do is very different.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们今天遇到一些环境的时候，我们的反应很多时候跟门徒们的反应他们是很接近的。
Brothers and sisters, maybe when we face the circumstances, our reaction is the same as the disciples.
我们看我们没有这样的力量。
That when we see a situation, we thought that we are without strength.
我们没有这个能力能够来满足这些需要。
We thought that we are without power to solve this situation.
虽然眼前有这么多的群众。
All of a sudden, this large crowd is now in front of us.
门徒的反应是要把他们打发离开。
And the reaction of the disciples is to send them away.
主的要求呢，你们给他们吃吧。
But the Lord is asking them to feed them.
主的里面充满了怜悯
and in Lord there's this mercy,
充满了爱
full of love,
他爱这些人
full of compassion for these people.
你们给他们吃吧。
And Jesus said, you give them something to eat.
弟兄姊妹，今天早间这也是主给我们的命令。
Brothers and sisters, now today we have the same command.
我们看我们自己，我们不够。
And when we look at ourselves, we will never have enough.
我们没有什么能够再去给。
That we have nothing to offer to the others.
我们愿意主向我们来说话。
But then let the Lord speak to us.
你们给他们吃吧。
When he said, you give them something to eat.
主问他们，你们有什么？
So the Lord asked them, how many loaves do you have?
他们有五个饼，有两条鱼。
And they found out that we have five loaves and two fish.
约翰福音告诉我们，这是一个小孩子他所预备的，好像一个餐。
In the book of John, it tells us that it is from a little child with the five loaves and two fish.
所以，如果是一个小孩子他的一个餐的话呢？并不是五个很大的饼，也不是五只很大的鱼啊。
If this is from a little child, we can envision that the loaves is small and so is the fish.
也许就是一点点。
Maybe I tell you that is probably just a little small piece.
说这就是我们所有的。
So the disciples said, "This is all we have."
但是他们愿意听主的要求。
But yet they listen the commands.
他们把这一点点拿在主的面前。
They followed the command and they brought it up to Jesus.
在旧约。列王记我们看见有一件事情。
In the Old Testament, in the book of First Kings, we see of a similar incident.
列王记上十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
那个时候讲到有一个很大的饥荒，没有下雨。
There is now this time without rain for a long time, and people are in hunger.
以利亚来到撒勒法一个寡妇的那里。
And in this famine, Elijah came to this widow.
他要求这个寡妇。拿点水给他
and he asked her to bring him a little water that he may drink.
然后再要求他说，你做一个饼给我
and also asked her to bring him a piece of bread.
那个寡妇说，我没有饼
but then the widow said, I do not have any bread.
我有的是什么呢
and this is all I have.
我不过有一把面
that I only have a handful of flour.
我不过有一点点的油
and only have a little oil.
我准备拿一点柴
And I'm just gathering a few steaks
做一个饼
so that I may prepare.
也许我跟我的儿子吃完
a small piece of cake for me and my son.
好像他们整个的希望都破灭了
so that this is the last that I have.
吃完了他们就死了就结束了
And after they finish this last piece, they are just going to be ready to die.
以利亚这位这么大的先知
But now this great prophet, Elijah,
他说你可以做饼你先给我做一个小饼
And he says, do not fear and make me a small piece of cake.
哎呀，也许我们会说以利亚你的要求是不是太多了
Maybe at this time you will ask Elijah, why are you asking so much?
别人不过只有一把面了
For her, she only has a little flour left.
他们觉得吃了他们就要结束了
And they were just getting ready to finish the last piece and die.
你还要求说你先为他做一个小饼
So how dare you to ask them to bake you a piece of cake first?
我们看见这个寡妇，她真的先做饼给以利亚。
But here we see that the widow followed Elijah's command and baked him a small piece of cake first.
圣经告诉我们说
，In the Bible it says,
坛内的面必不减少。
Here, from the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted.
瓶里的油并不短缺。
Nor shall the jar of oil be empty.
当这个寡妇她先为以利亚做了一个饼
So when this widow baked this small cake for Elijah first
那面没有减少
Then the flour was not exhausted
那个油没有短缺
And his oil did not go empty
神在那里供应
Because God is now supplying
直到这个饥荒结束
Until the end of the famine
弟兄姊妹以利亚他真的需要那个小饼吗
Brothers and sisters Does Elijah really need that small piece of cake?
那如果是他所需要的
If indeed he needs that piece of cake
那也就跟寡妇他们好像是一样也就吃了也就是最后吃了一点东西就没有希望了
Then wouldn't he be just like the widow who finished that last piece and just be ready to die?
我们知道以利亚经历到神怎么样能够借乌鸦叼饼给他吃
But we know that Elijah has just experienced how the ravens brought him food and water
对他来讲这一个小饼并不是真正能够满足他肉身的需要
So for Elijah, this small piece of cake is not what he needed
但是以利亚要这个寡妇先为他做一个小饼
But yet Elijah asked this widow to bake him a small piece first
要显明一件事情
To show one thing
弟兄姊妹我们所有的是非常的有限
That brothers and sisters, what we have is indeed limited
好像我们所有的真的是没有办法满足所有环境的需要
Just like what we have is never enough to satisfy all the circumstances
但是以利亚说先做一个小饼给我
But Elijah says, make me a little bread first.
是讲到说我们要先把我们有的要交在 耶稣基督的手里。
Means that what we have to first offer it up into Jesus.
这个寡妇如果她不把这一点点的她有的把它拿出来。
Now if this widow didn't want to use her limited resource to take Elijah a small piece.
她那一把面真的就是他们最后一餐了。
Then indeed, that little piece of flour is all she had left.
那他们愿意把最后的一点点先摆在神的手里。
But it's when she is willing to offer her very last resort.
Oh, 那个面没有减少。
Then the flour will not be exalted.
那个油没有短缺。
And the oil will not be empty.
神在这里就能够供应他们的需要。
Because it is at that moment that the Lord can start supplying her.
直到雨降下来。
Until the day it rains again.
那个饥荒能够过去。
And the famine is over.
就叫他们，你们有的是什么？
So when the Lord asks, what do you have in your hand?
他们有五个饼，有两条鱼。
That we have five loaves of bread and two fish.
耶稣叫他们一排一排的坐好。
So Jesus asked them to sit down in groups.
他拿起饼来。
Then he took the bread.
弟兄姊妹，这一点点，但是如果是在主的手里面。
It is very limited, but when it is in God's hand,
那就是不一样。
It now became different.
今天一个篮球在我手里可能值20块钱。
So today, if I hold a basketball in my hand, maybe it's only worth 20 bucks or so.
在 Kobe Bryant 的手里可能值好几百万。
But if the ball is held by Kobe Bryant's hand, it is now priceless.
今天你拿一把胡琴放在我的手里。没有什么用。
If you put a piano in my hand, maybe it's worthless.
放在小梁的手里。
But if you put it in brother 小梁，
那就有美好的音乐。
Then now you have beautiful music.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要握着我们所有的呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we going to just hold on to what we have?
我们眼目所看的就是我们所有的呢？
Are we going to just set gaze onto what we have?
我们回答主可能是我们不可能来供应有这么多需要的群众。
If that's the case, then you may reply to the Lord and say, I will never have enough to serve.
也许我们的回答是主啊，你让他们散开去吧。
Maybe our answer to the Lord will be, send them away.
他们来这里，我没有办法供应他，没有办法帮助他。
I will never have enough to serve all these people.
可是主的命令又说，你们给他们吃吧。
But the Lord's command is so clear. He said, "You give them something to eat."
哦，那五饼二鱼。
Then these five loaves and two fish.
一个小孩子一餐的食物。
Just enough for a little child.
主耶稣把它拿着。
Jesus took it in his hand.
今天拿在主的手里面。
Now when something is in the Lord's hand,
就是不一样。
It now is completely different.
那个价值。那个意义远远超过我们眼睛所能看见的。
The value and the treasure of that is now completely different.
主耶稣拿着饼，他望着天祝福。
So Jesus took the bread and he looked up toward heaven.
让我们认识到所有一切的来源是从神而来的。
And he blessed the food, so we know that the blessing is from heaven.
主把它擘开。
Then Jesus broke the bread.
然后把它传递出去。
And he kept giving them.
弟兄姊妹，在约翰福音第六章
，Brothers and sisters, in John chapter 6,
我们看见他讲到这一段，他特别讲到那个兆头，让我们认识主耶稣他自己才是那生命的粮。
Here in John chapter 6, it let us know that the origin of blessing is Jesus himself.
他说我的肉是可吃的。
And Jesus said my flesh can be eaten.
我的血是可喝的。
That my blood is drinkable.
他的身体为我们裂开。
That I will break my body.
只有他的生命能够成为我们的供应，成为我们的满足。
So that his life can satisfy us.
哦，这些饼擘开。
So when this bread is broken.
这些鱼被分出去
，and when this fish is divided，
满足了这许许多多的人的需要
，satisfied the needs of this large crowd。
在这边我们读到他们都吃了，而且都吃饱了。
So here it says they all ate and were satisfied。
这不是从外面我们所看见的一个物质上的供应而已。
Now this is more than just a physical supply。
地上的水喝了还要再渴。
For the water of this world we drink and we will be thirst again.
今天我们看见也许有很多人因为吃饼得饱他们在那里要跟从耶稣。
Now here we see this large group of people, they are fed and they wanted to follow Christ.
可是让他们看见有一个更深的在人里面的需要。
But the Lord wants to let them know that there is this deeper need.
不是外面东西能够满足的。
A need that cannot be satisfied by physical things.
必须是要得着耶稣基督他自己。
And this need can only be satisfied by Christ himself.
他才是我们的满足。
That he is our satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们里面有没有觉得那个不满足？
Now, brothers and sisters, sometimes do you feel unsatisfied?
我们说我蒙恩了，我得救了。
Maybe I'll say that yes, I am saved and I am saved.
但是主说他不只要把生命给我们。
But the Lord says that He wants to give us more of His life.
还要我们得着的是更丰盛的生命。
He wants us to be more filled.
主拿起饼，主拨开，主祝福，拨开，主把饼分给。
So Jesus took, he looked up, he blessed, he broke, and he gave.
今天是主吩咐这些门徒们说，你们给他们吃。
So it is Jesus who commanded his disciples and said, you give them something to eat.
实际的情形我们看见，门徒是没有什么，他们只有这么一点点，他们没有办法来供应这所有的需要。
But in fact, all the disciples had is so limited, they have no power to satisfy all of them.
是主在那里。他来祝谢，他来拨开。
And later on, it is Jesus himself who blessed and he broke.
是主在那里行了一个这么大的神迹。
It is the Lord who indeed did the miracle.
让男人就有五千人，叫他们都吃饱了。
So that 5,000 men who ate are now satisfied.
可能还有许许多多的妇女孩子。
And there is a lot of other women and children.
他们都吃饱了，而且还有余。
They all ate, and there are left over.
把他们收拾起来，还有十二篮。
So when they pick up all the surplus, it became 12 full baskets of broken pieces.
弟兄姊妹，是主在这里行这个神迹。
Brothers and sisters, it is the Lord Himself who did this miracle.
但是你看，他说你们给他们吃。
But yet it started with you give them something to eat.
这整个供应出去。
Now this whole supply.
借着这些。门徒们
through the hands of the disciples,
把饼把鱼传递出去
to pass out the fish and the bread,
来供应人的需要
to supply the needs of the people.
好像主说你们给他们吃
just like the Lord said, you go give them something to eat.
这个结果的确也是门徒们他们在那里把这些需要来供应别人
and indeed at the end, it is the disciples who pass out this bread.
弟兄姊妹，但是那个源头
，But brothers and sisters, the origin of the supply，
那个供应是从主而来的。
This supply came from the Lord。
今天这就讲到我们很多的时候，当我们要来服事。
So this for us reflects that a lot of times we are asked to serve。
看我们自己，我们是没有的。
And if you look at your own strength, you will never have enough。
但是我们听见主的吩咐
，But when we hear the command from the Lord，
我们愿意看见主所看见的
，When we're willing to see the same vision as the Lord，
看见这许许多多的这些群众
，To see this large crowd that is in need，
好像是没有牧人的羊
，Just like the sheep without a shepherd，
然后他们流离失所。
How they are now without a home.
他们有这么大的需要。
How they have these great needs.
当主看见他们，主就怜悯他们。
So when the Lord sees them, he felt compassion for them.
弟兄姊妹，我们求主让我们看见主所看见的。
So brothers and sisters, let's ask the Lord to give us the same vision as he has.
叫我们摸着主他向的人的怜悯。
So that we can feel the same compassion as he does.
我们愿意来到主面前。
So that we could come before our Lord.
我们说主，我们在这里。
And we say that here I am.Lord,
我们何等的微小
，and how little we are.
我们何等的软弱
，and how weak we are.
我们看自己，我们永远是不够
，and if we rely on our own strength, we will never have enough.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们愿不愿意向主说，主，我们愿意把自己来交给你
？And brothers and sisters, are you willing to say that I offer myself up to thee?
把不配微小的我们交在主的手里
，and I put my little humble self in front of you.
弟兄姊妹，主能够拿着。
And brothers and sisters, Jesus can then take you.
他祝福。
And he can bless you.
他拨开。
And he can break you.
把那个传递出去。
And he can pass you out. This precious life to through you.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们成为一个祝福的管道。
So brothers and sisters, let us be a channel of blessings.
今天叫我们成为别人的祝福。
Let us be a blessing to the others.
主在这边，他。 好像就是行了一个神迹。
Here, Jesus did a miracle.
但是在当中，我们看见主怎么样让这些门徒们叫他们认识。
But here we see that Jesus is indeed teaching a lesson to his disciples.
认识主的心，认识他是怎么样的一位神。
So that they can learn who Jesus is, who God is.
在马可福音这段圣经之后
，After this passage in the book of Mark,
立刻我们看见一段事情。
Then the next incident that took place.
这些门徒们他们在海上。
That these disciples now they're on the water.
耶稣独自在岸上。
And Jesus is on the shore.
门徒们呢，他们阴风不顺，摇橹甚苦。
And because of the trembling and the storms of the water.
这就是刚刚发生主耶稣行了大的神迹，喂饱了这五千个人。
This just happened right after they feed the 5,000.
那主耶稣呢，他从海面上走，要到他们那里去。
And then Jesus started making his way to the boat.
那这些门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫来，因为他们看见了他。
But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost and cried out.
他们非常的惊慌。
They were indeed terrified.
有一个人从海上走过来。
Why is there a spirit walking on water?
主耶稣告诉他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
But then Jesus said to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.
主耶稣上了船。
Then Jesus got into the boat.
圣经说风就住了。
And then the Bible says the wind then stopped.
下面讲说这些门徒们他们心里十分的惊奇。
And these disciples were utterly astonished.
第六章五十二节说，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
And it ends in verse 52. It says, for they had not gained any insights from the incident of the loaves, but their heart was hardened.
这些门徒们亲眼看见这么大的神迹。
For these disciples, they just witnessed the great miracle with their own eyes.
这些饼、这些鱼是亲手从他们手中递出去的。
And these loaves and these fish are passed out by them.
但是这边告诉我们说，因为他们不明白那分饼的事。
But here it tells us that they did not gain any insights from the incident of the loaves.
所以他们摇橹甚苦。
So that it is when they're on water.
在风浪当中，他们也许有许多的惊吓。
In the wind and the storm, maybe there's a lot of scary situations.
他们看见这位主走在海面上，他们也非常的惊讶。
And then when they see Jesus walking on water, they were now astonished.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生的路程上，多少次我们见证主在我们身上所做的奇事。
Now, brothers and sisters, how many times have we experienced and witnessed God ourselves?
但是我们明不明白？
But yet, do we have any insight?
这些门徒们不明白主在分饼事上所做的。
For these disciples, they did not gain any insights from the incident of the loaves.
主要他们明白，要他们知道。
But God wants them to understand and have the insight.
要他们认识到我们的主是充满怜悯的主。
So that these disciples can understand that our God is filled with mercy and grace.
他充满了爱。
That he is filled with love.
这个爱是牺牲的爱。
And this love is the sacrificing love.
他的怜悯，他的慈爱，要他付上最重的代价来买我们回来归给他。
And from his mercy and his grace, he wanted to go onto the cross to save us.
让他们认识到说主愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
And they should understand that the Lord wants to save the 10,000 and not even leave one behind.
主要这些门徒们明白。
And the Lord wants his disciples to understand.
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
That he is the creator of all things.
他是使能那个使无变为有的那一位。
And he can make something from nothing.
他是主，他是神。
That he is our Lord, our God.
主要这些门徒们他们能够明白。
And our Lord wants this disciple to further understand.
主就是那个生命的粮。
That he is the supply of life.
他自己要被剥开。
That he is the food and he can be broken.
只有这个生命能够满足所有人的需要。
And only this life can satisfy our needs.
弟兄姊妹，主要这些门徒们明白。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants the disciples to understand.
主要得着他们成为祝福的管道。
Jesus wants to gain them as a channel of blessings.
今天必须要经过门徒。
But today, It must go through the disciples.
把这个祝福才能够传递出去。
That these blessings can pass on from him to the disciples to us.
主不是自己在那里，他去把饼啊、那个鱼啊分给这所有的人。
It is not Jesus himself who passed out the bread and the fish.
他呼召他的门徒们。
But it is he who called his disciples.
你们给他们吃吧。
And asked them to feed the people.
要这些门徒们来给。这些群众们吃。
It is the disciples who pass out the bread and the fish.
主的心意要这些门徒们，他们成为一个祝福的管道。
Because our Lord wants to gain the disciples as a channel of blessings.
源头是从主而来的。
The origin is God Himself.
供应是从主来的。
And the supply is from Him.
但是主也需要这些门徒们。
But God, the Lord also needs his disciples.
他们成为这个祝福的管道。
To gain them as a channel of blessings.
弟兄姊妹，今天住在这里，他要我们能够明白。
And brothers and sisters, today the Lord wants us to understand the same lesson.
一样要我们明白，他是满有恩典、满有怜悯、满有慈爱的主。
To understand that he is the Lord who is filled with love and mercy and grace.
主要我们看。看庄稼已经成熟了。
And he wants us to see that the field is ready.
让我们看见有多少需要的群众。
To see how these needs of the large crowd.
有多少人他们在地上那样的痛苦，没有指望，没有神。
And how many people that are still hopeless and are suffering in this world.
有多少的人他们在今天的世界里面，他们以为在享受，可他们却走在一个灭亡的路上。
And how these people, they thought they were having the good life, yet they are just walking to desperation.
主要我们明白。
And the Lord wants us to understand.
他何等的爱着所有的人。
That how he loves all people.
他要把生命来供应给他们。
And how he wants to supply his own life to these people.
只有他能够供应这样的生命。
Because only he can satisfy.
只有他愿意把这个饼拨开。
Only he can break this bread.
让生命，是永远的生命，能够涌流出来。
So that this eternal life can be passed on from one to another.
弟兄姊妹，只有主能够供应人的需要。
And brothers and sisters, only the Lord can satisfy.
我们说我们没有。
And we can say that we do not have it in our own.
我们不行。
That we don't have enough.
但是我们愿意把自己交在主的手里面。
But we're willing to at least put ourselves in His hand.
我们的主他是一切祝福的源头。
Because our Lord is the origin of all blessings.
我们听见主向我们发出的呼召。
And today we hear this command and calling from our Lord.
要我们把自己来献给他。
To call us to serve Him.
我们听见他的命令。
When we hear his commands,
你们给他们吃吧。
When he says, you give them something to eat.
弟兄姊妹，愿意我们来到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to come before our Lord?
我们好像那个寡妇听见，先为以利亚做一个小饼。
How about we act just like the widow did and make this first piece of bread for Elijah?
不是以利亚真的需要那个小饼来吃。
Not because Elijah needs that small piece of cake.
叫我们里面愿意先转向主。
But are we willing to first turn to the Lord?
让主先得做满足。
To let the Lord be satisfied.
让我们所有的不过是一点点，我们愿意交在主的手里面。
So even though we have such little, we can still put it up.
弟兄姊妹，让主来握着。
Brother and sister, put it in the Lord's hand.
他来祝福。
So that he can bless.
他的祝福要经过我们。
For his blessing will then come through you.
来满足许多人的需要。
Then go through you to satisfy all.
我们就说主，我们感谢你。
Then we'll say thanks to the Lord.
我们是你的仆人。
That we can now be your servant.
今天我们能够有份于主他何等奇妙的工作。
And today we can be a partaker of his work.
当这个祝福经过我们流出去。
When these blessings go through you.
弟兄姊妹，我们是蒙何等大的恩典和祝福。
Then brothers and sisters, are we blessed in the midst of it?
叫我们成为一个祝福的运河。
So that we can be a channel and river of blessings.
说我们不过是这个运河。
That we are just part of this river.
是生命的活水从我们里面能够涌流出去。
And it is this living water that is flowing through us.
生命的饼，生命的粮，能够从我们里面能够供应出去。
So that the fruit of life can be passed through us.
一面我们也知道，我们必须更多连于元首耶稣基督。
So that's what we need to do. We need to be more connected to the origin.
因为他是所有祝福的源头。
Because he is the origin of all blessings.
所有的供应是从主而来。
And all supply came from this origin.
我们早间我们听见主向我们所发的呼召和吩咐。
So I hope that this morning we receive the same calling.
使你们给他们吃吧。
When Jesus asked, you give them something to eat.
我们再来唱这首诗歌第634首。
Let's sing song 634 again.
使我成祝福。
Make me a blessing.
使我们弟兄姊妹，我们愿意把自己奉献在主的手里。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to offer yourself up in the Lord's hand?
我们看见有许多需要的。
Do you see the needs of all these people?
我们说主啊，使我们成为祝福。
So we say, Lord, make me a blessing.
从我们经过。
Let the blessing come through me.
让这个祝福能够流出去。
So that these blessings can pass forth.
请姊妹为我们，请小梁弟兄为我们弹一句，我们来。唱这首诗歌。